We will have a little kata now. If you see that your child is getting a little bit restless, I think you know we have a rester. You know everything. Then you can go with the children to the restaurant, and because it's his birthday, he may require some snacks. Good. You know Hare Krishna Hare. Yes, and when Surabhi Kunj will play, at that time, I don't know if it's wise to keep the same melody in the background. Oh yes, she told you where the very difficult playing has to be done. Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Can we play a little higher?
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Gaura Hari. Manu is also extremely talented, but for the low melody.
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
And the most rarely narrated Leela. It is something which will make your hair bristle on end. To introduce the Leela, I must tell you how when I was young and the world was younger, I once went to Yamunotri, the source of Mother Yamuna, and I saw a most unusual sight. I saw people who were dressed like mountain people coming to the source of the Yamuna, then all of a sudden, one of them, who looked like a shaman, started to dance as if he was possessed. He danced and danced and danced, his eyes started to go up, he He whirled around like a whirling dervish. He came to one side of the temple, then shrieked, "Yum!" and ran to another side of the temple. Everyone made place. And then he started to speak. He spoke in a voice I've never heard a human being use. He spoke in a language which was not Hindi. Later, I asked one of the villagers through a dolmetscher, "What was this all about?" And he said, "The goddess had taken possession of this man and prophesied what crops are best to plant in the next year, when would be the best times for harvesting, and so on." It was a case of avesha, possession, we would say. This is very, very common in India. I will tell you about an incident where the king of snakes, Vasuki, came into a human being and began to speak about him. Through that king of snakes, Anantashesh, the mystical couch of Vishnu, also talked. Most probably this will challenge all your understandings of what you know. It is not exactly ghostly possessed, but it is something where another being takes control over a human. One day, a snake shaman was invited to come to a wealthy man. And he danced in the courtyard of this wealthy man. All types of snakes became attracted by the mantras which he chanted. Most probably the wealthy man had paid the snake shaman to get rid of the snakes which troubled his estate. There was a Madanga player with that snake charmer and a flute player. This flute player was so expert that accompanied the snake charmer, which were charming one and all. The snake shaman became more and more influenced by the power of the mantra which he chanted. At that time, Haridas Thakur, who used to wander at free will, came there, stood to the side and saw how the snake shaman was becoming more and more overwhelmed by another presence. Haridas Thakur had his own idea in mind. By that time, the snake shaman was the residence of Vashuki, but also Anantashesha. And he was happily dancing more and more. And all of a sudden the mood switched. The snake Shama began to sweetly sing about Krishna's dance in the Kaliya dance, Kaliya lake, where he jumped on the hooves of the mystical snake Kaliya and began to dance there. You are great devotees of the Lord. You know everything about the Lord. But maybe you do not know that Krishna, the master of all arts, had made the many, many thousands of heads of the Kaliya snake his dancing platforms. A dancer in India sometimes likes to take challenging dance platforms. For instance, he dances on the katoris in a thali. Katoris are these little balls, isn't it? So, a good dancer appreciates very much challenging dancing stages. It's almost like here in the West, we have a good mount and a good biker who goes on a bike. He will sometimes jump with his bike and drive on the railing and on benches and on all kinds of things. He likes that somehow. So a good dancer in a sportful mood wants to dance in different environments. And Krishna, the master of all dance, began to dance on Kaliya. My dear devotees, before that, Kaliya had held Krishna captive with the coils of his body. He wanted to kill him in his embrace. For 48 minutes Krishna stayed in the embrace of Kaliya, and he thought, if someone likes a person a little bit, he will embrace him for a short amount of time. But if he likes a person very much, he will not let him go out of his embrace, but embrace him for a long amount of time. So because Kaliya has embraced me for 48 hours, he must love me very much. This is our Krishna. He doesn't see the faults of his devotees. It is said in Krishna's heart, there is no place for the mistake of his devotees. So now he was dancing after 48 minutes. And the snake Shama sang about this. And as he was singing about Krishna's dance, where he was accompanied by the devatas on their flutes and string instruments, the snake Shama lost his control and began to imitate Krishna's dance, and danced very wildly and very abundantly and very happily, remembering the dance of Krishna. Now when Haridas Thakur heard about the beautiful dance of Krishna and how he danced on the monster Kaliya, singing tatai, 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 and throwing his dead steps all over the place. When Caridas heard how the jewels on Kalia's head shone a light on the soles of Krishna's feet, when he heard how Krishna's eyes danced, how his eyebrows danced, how his garland danced, how his dhoti danced, how his bangles danced, how everything danced on the body of the master of dance, Haridas Thakur breathed very heavily in ecstasy. Then his breath stopped and he fainted and fell on the ground, overwhelmed by love of Godhead. Some moments later, he roared very loudly, "Ah!" And then he began to dance in ecstasy, remembering the dance of his Lord. When the snake shaman, who was the residence of Vasuki and Ananda Shesh, saw the dancing of Bhakta Haridas, the greatest of all devotees, he stopped his own dancing and he stepped to the side. Thakur Haridas rolled on the ground in wonderful ecstatic motions. Symptoms like the hairs were standing on end. He was crying. He was shivering. He was absorbed in so much ecstatic love. The tears flowed from his eyes like the river Ganga. So much. Everyone who saw Haridas dancing in pure ecstatic love for Krishna joyfully began chanting Krishna's glory. Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai Kaliya Krishna!
Jai Kaliya Krishna!
Jai Kaliya Daman!
Jai Kaliya Daman!
All the time the snake shaman respectfully stood to the side with folded hands, weeping in ecstasy as he saw the greatest of all devotees exhibiting signs of ecstasy. And everyone who was there was simply overjoyed to see Haridas Thakur's ecstatic absorption. My dear devotees, I once saw symptoms of ecstasy in my spiritual master. It was during the Mayapur festival. Srila Prabhupada sat on the Vyasasana, like here, and he chanted the song which we also sing now before each class. Jaya Radha Madhava. And as he chanted Jaya Radha Madhava, uncontrollable ecstasy overwhelmed him. He started to cry. There was some shivering in his body. Those who were close saw the hairs on his body standing up. I was far in the audience. But even those who were very far could feel the atmosphere of genuine ecstasy engulfing or embracing the audience. If Buddha Bhavana would now ignite a bundle of incense sticks, you would all smell the beautiful fragrance of the incense. But when someone shows ecstasy, you perceive it just as much as you perceive a bundle of incense, only that what you see seems to go through the body and go right into the heart, so that you are very, very moved and you start to cry yourself. So there was one pseudo Brahmana in the audience. And he thought something which I would like to read to you, because we can otherwise read the mind of the pseudo Brahmana, except for Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has penned this. He thought, due to the blind face of these people, whenever they see a foolish people like this one here, chanting and dancing, they offer abundant respect. These people offer such respect to Haridas Thakur, who is an ordinary guy, born in a non-Hindu family, while I am born in the topmost Vana in the Hindu society. Therefore, let me imitate the 8 ecstatic transformations of that Thakur Haridas, like an actor on stage, and then I will get a lot of profit. Most probably these fools will throw coins on me and rupees, and I will be rich after this dance. So therefore, let me also dance. Overwhelmed with pride, thinking he could surpass the transcendental Vaishnav Haridas, the hypocritical Prakrita Sahajiya Pseudo Brahmana suddenly threw himself on the ground in the middle of the dancing thing, rolled around and screamed, "O Krishna, O Krishna." As soon as this imposter took the stage, the snake Shama jumped into the middle of the people. He had been standing there, quite a mystical person. He must have looked similar to Ananta Gauranga, because he looks also quite mystical, at least today. He jumped and he had a stick in his hand and he started to beat mercilessly on the body of that imposter. And he hit him always on the neck until the Brahmana screamed, "Oh father, oh mother, save me!" And then he collected himself and ran for dear life, shouting, "Oh father, oh mother, I'm dying." Thereafter, the snake Shama happily continued dancing as everyone watched in astonishment. So they later asked the snake Shama, "My dear sir, you have come to the house of this wealthy man to do your job of charming snakes. You have been overwhelmed with ecstasy and sang about Krishna and danced the way Krishna danced, and then Haridas Thakur saw you and chanted Jai Shri Krishna and took to ecstatic dancing, so that we all were overwhelmed with ecstasy. But then this other person danced. Why have you not applauded him? Why have you beaten him without stopping?" the snake Shama spoke. But it was not he who spoke. It was the king of snakes, and it was Anantashesha. He said, that was a pseudo-brahmana. He made an envious imitation of Haridas Thakur. Out of audacity, he tried to imitate Haridas in a most tasteless way. Therefore, I just had to punish him severely. Actually, this brahmana has no love for Krishna. If one wants to do service for Krishna, one has to be free from duplicity. One who sees Haridas dancing is freed from all bondage. When Haridas dances, Lord Krishna personally dances. Thus, the whole universe becomes purified by simply watching the dance of Haridas. His name Haridas is appropriate because Krishna always dwells in the heart of this person. Therefore, he is a real servant of Hari, a real Haridas. Haridas likes all living beings and wants to shower his mercy upon them. He is engaged in their welfare. And whenever the Lord takes his incarnation somewhere, Haridas is right amongst his associates. One who associates with Haridas, even for a fraction of a second, certainly attains the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Haridas took his birth in a low-class family because the Lord wanted to show that for bhakti there is no qualification required like wealth, high birth, knowledge, anything. Bhakti is enough. But if a brahmana who has a high birth, who is wealthy, who knows so much, is without bhakti, his high birth is useless and he falls to hell. Haridas thus took birth in a low class family to prove the words of scripture. My dear devotees, there is something in my heart which I want to tell you, but I feel shy to tell you. Please encourage me that I lose my shyness. I can say.
Yes.
I think we are all proofs of bhakti. Where is our high birth? What did we know? What did we do? What did we not do? We are not special. But because we are engaged in chanting the holy name, even we can purify our heart and become special. No, it's not that we become special. It's that something special comes through us.
This is the power of bhakti, the transformative, electrifying, goldifying. That's a new English word. So goldify. It's like making like gold. It's a new word, isn't it? Good. It is the power of the holy name. Simply, if we get a glance from such a high-class bhakta like Haridas Thakur, simply we remember his name or this pastime where the personal carrier of Lord Vishnu, this is Ananta Shesh, spoke about the glories of Haridas as if he utilized a thousand mouths in glorification. Simply by this, hearing this and hearing about Haridas, we will be touched in some ways. Imagine him as he walks at will through the countryside. No one knows where he will show up. No one knows his whereabout. Some said he lived in a cave which he shared with a snake on the bank of the Ganga. Very unusual accommodation and very unusual neighbor. It was a huge snake which had a jewel on his head. This is a transcendental personality, an abhaduta, a person beyond the rules of the ordinary material world. But in his heart, Lord Krishna dwelt, because he was chanting. More than breathing, he was chanting with every breath the holy names of Hari, Hare Krishna. Hari. Very nice. So that's very befitting, very appropriate. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama 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 Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Hare
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Thank you also very much for joining us, Surabhi Kunj. Really learned your flute very, very nicely and could catch such a mystical sound today in the evening. That was an amazing pastime, isn't it? Yeah. I had studied this from different authors, and only many times I tried to find out what it was, and then I did remember this case in Yamunotri where I can't describe to you how it was. The mountain people all came, they were dressed very nicely and had umbrellas. It looked like a procession from another planet, really. And they came to this temple and then started to make music, and they stepped all to the side and then left a place in the middle. And then this person, as a male person, started to dance and whirl around in the process. Really, I was sure it was not an ordinary human being. There was a human being plus someone else. I had once seen in Puri, when I tried to find a holy place, I once saw another of these mystical scenes. I saw a being in a, it was like a big egg of dark orange, no, it was warm dark orange color, if you can imagine. An orange color which was warm at the same time dark, and inside a being with a crown, and he floated this much over the earth. And he signaled to me, "I know what place you are looking. Follow me, I'm going to the same place." And it was like a mental command, and there was no question of not following him. That was also there. Puri is known for such places, for such things, and I followed him. It was a feeling of another presence, not necessarily a divine presence. It was a higher being with higher potencies or higher powers than we humans have. And the same feeling was there when I saw this man who was all of a sudden overwhelmed with another presence. note, I don't want to use the word he was possessed, because we say, we use this word in our language for someone who's ghostly haunted. It was not a ghost. That was very clear. And now the snake shama, in old times, they used to know these mantras which had the power to attract Vasuki. That's the devata who controls all snakes. But because he started to chant the pastimes of Krishna, the snake shama, another snake, the archetypical snake, the snake of all snakes, the Ananta Shesha, went right into him, and he took over the scene, and he was the one who told the snake shama, stand to the side, I want to see my Haridas dancing. He's a great devotee, he's more than all of us, he's very dear to Krishna. I think this shows how Haridas was glorified even by Ananta Shesh, who took the opportunity to appear at that time, at that place. And it also shows that Haridas is a being who can never be imitated. it's a short pastime, but it has das gewisse etwas, the certain something, like we say, or the specific something it has. Before I end, I would like to see if there are any questions which you like to pose on Haridas, because I plan tomorrow, this was my last lecture on Haridas, tomorrow we will have other types of katha. Let us see if there's anything in the audience you would like to know. I hope I can tell you, give a good answer. If I don't know, then I will tell you also. Mm-hmm. Bhakti Gamya, I saw your hand and here, so not yet ahead. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bhakti Gamya.
In Harinam Chaitanya, it says that we can attain the mercy of Krishna by serving the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. How do we serve Haridas Thakur's lotus feet?
How do we serve Haridas Thakur's lotus feet? There are about 1,000 computers rattling off at the moment. I was asking this question myself for a long time, your question is a very concrete question. No abstract philosophy. We want to know, how do we do service to Haridas Thakur? Bhakti Gamya, I can only answer your question in the way I try to serve Haridas Thakur. Now, when you want to serve someone, you have to find out what he likes and serve the desire of that person. That's the easiest way. And if you want to serve someone through the corridors of time, after all, it's 500 years long. It's a long corridor. My God, it's a long. And if you want to serve that person on that side, you have to really think what pleases him. You really need to make a special effort. The way I understand the great Vaishnavas, they just want that the holy name is spread around. Haridas Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a poem about Haridas Thakur. where he it starts like this: although born in Muslim creed, you know, all very old English, and then it has the famous verse which we often say in our movement: he reasons ill who says that Vaishnav die. For they are living still in sound. And then a fourth line which I forgot. So they are still with us in the transcendental, in a transcendental way, and we can see what pleases them. So if you make a do something in spreading the holy name, after all he is Namacharya, you can dedicate that to Haridas Thakur, and you will be sure that it crosses through the long, long corridors of time, and your presence reaches there by transcendental internet, so to say. I really feel that is the best way to serve Haridas Thakur. Some of our Kirtan devotees have also a deity of Haridas Thakur, and they bring this deity with them when they do kirtans. You might have seen such deities. I think that's also a good way to serve Srila Haridas Thakur. You will... I know what you think. You think, well, that's a big bridge which you asked me to build. A bridge which spans not only kilometers, which spans or moves over into another century. How can I make contact with a person who lived then and serve him practically? Bhakti Gamya, how to serve a transcendental personality who is no longer present is a great mystery encapsulated in the teachings of Krishna consciousness. How to serve Prabhupada who is no longer physically present. And the only way this mystery unveils to you, and are you with me? And you can understand this mystery, is if you need to enter the world of transcendental sound vibration. That's where these people or personalities can be found still. The sound vibration of their instructions, and also their life is one big vibration, if you so want, in the vibration of the universe. What they did, the legacy they lived, all this is recorded it is there. Only a little time is separating us, and this time, in this case, time which we move into the past, and you can make this contact. I've seen many devotees who have had dreams where Prabhupada appeared to them and directed them. For me, as a disciple of Prabhupada, a spiritual master who has left, this is one of the most crucial questions I have to ask myself. How do I make contact with Prabhupada who is by mundane standards gone, you know? And I sometimes he appears. I can only say it like this: when I really want him, when I really tune myself into his vibration. I'm sorry to sound so esoteric. Maybe I should translate it into ISKCON jargon. If I really try to connect with his instructions, yes, then he's there. That's all I know. For I want to give you an example. There are some instructions of my spiritual master which are easy for me to fulfill because I have a natural inclination, and there are others which are very difficult because I don't have the natural inclination. I have to do this. For instance, one of the most difficult things is to go mercifully on the street and distribute transcendental literature for people who don't have the Bhagavad Gita on their shopping list. You know, I need to buy this. It's very difficult for me. Very difficult. It always was difficult. How do I approach them? Sir, there's something which you want, which you don't even know that you want it. I have it. It is the Bhagavad Gita. Because that's what you do. You try to convince them that they want this, that they need this, and so on. Very difficult. And I remember there was a time when this was... I needed to do this. A book distribution like Jnanananda Maharaj still does to the present day, as we heard, as he told me today. And then I remember, so I'm struggling with this instruction to go out and to the people there, to the places where people conglomerate or where they come together and offer them books and ask for a donation. Please give me something for the printing cost. It's totally against my nature. I never sold anything in my life. I come from a different family, you know. We didn't go to the streets and sell something. No, not in the plan of the family to do such a thing. So then one evening I go to bed and say, Prabhupada, please help me. Then there is, it must have been around midnight, all of a sudden Prabhupada comes in my dream with the devotees, and he takes me to a place in my dream where we walk on the sand on the beach. So many people asked, many of my god brothers asked him questions, and he answered. I don't remember the questions, I don't remember the answer because I was focused on my question. So finally I get a chance, you know, because there's so many, to ask Prabhupada a question. I said, Srila Prabhupada, was it also difficult for you to follow all the instructions of your spiritual master? Do you know of this difficulty which I have? The Prabhupada takes the question in. I think that's how we'd say in English. He, in the dream, all of a sudden he pokes his walking cane in the sand and stops, and everything stops. Everyone has difficulties to not bump into him, and he turns to me with very big eyes and he says, to follow the orders of the spiritual master is the life and soul of the disciple. Finished. And then he continues to walk. It is silent, and everyone is silent because no questions needed to be asked after this. But with this answer, and this is what we hear in the scriptures, with this answer comes a certain potency or power into the heart, which makes it easy for you to follow that. And believe it or not, I went on the streets and sold something to people who didn't want that item. I convinced them that this is necessary for Then it's intriguing, it's highly fascinating literature, and it is highly helpful, very helpful in their life. And they believed me because I believed it. Because I believe it. But this potency to do it, or the power to reach the restless mind, was not my own. It had come from my spiritual master, who is there, who is not dead. So Haridas Thakur also. I think we should, maybe we should educate ourselves a little bit more about Haridas Thakur from the scriptures, but I feel very much we should connect, because let us face the ugly truth. We are a little weak in Kali Yuga. We are not so strong. We need empowerment. Even to chant 16 rounds a day for some devotee is not possible on their own strength. They require some help in this, inspiration, some dare I say, divine power which makes it easy for them to do so. Hare Krishna. Srila Haridas Thakur ki Gaurav Prema Nandini Hari Om. Hare Krishna.